to Jimmy Allen.
Mysterious old sea captain sends a letter to Steve Robertson imploring immediate help. Haley, government man in charge of the Quackenbush murder case, makes the astounding statement that the address given in Whitcomb's letter is only a short distance from the wharf where the Golden Star is tied up. It is now late in the afternoon of the same day. Jimmy Allen and Steve are in their room in a modest hotel close to the address in Whitcomb's letter. Listen.
Boy, if you don't look like an old sea dog, I'll drink a barrel of salt water. you look like quite a set of yourself, Jim.
Hey, that was a swell idea of yours, going into that waterfront store and buying all these clothes.
Well, I thought it was a lot safer, kid. This way, there's a chance of hanging around without being recognized.
I don't think your own mother would recognize you, Steve. Your beard sure grows a lot in 24 hours.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Let me go this way for a couple of weeks, I'd look like the old man of the mountains.
Ooh, these pants of mine don't fit very good.
That's swell. These are good. People around here think it's funny.
Sure, it's a good thing that you and I are living flying, Steve.
How's that, Steve?
Well, our faces are so tame that we could just as well have been at sea for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a break in our favor. Now, let's see now. Are you all ready?
I am. How about you?
Well, what do you think? Look all right?
I think you look swell. That bandana you got around your neck is as ready as you got.
You aren't any bug in yourself, young fella. Come on, let's go.
Hey, what's this business about stealing? Aren't sailors supposed to roll around when they walk?
Yeah, something like that. Now, let's not try to sweat it on too thick. Might not look genuine. The only thing is, don't walk too fast. I never saw a sailor in a hurry.
Well, here's the street. Where do we go?
To the left, please.
Okay. Boy, this is sure a lot different than the Kansas City Airport.
You bet it is.
What's down there? See all those men funnels?
Yeah, great sight of view. Look at all those boxes and bales on that board.
And all the men putting cargo on board.
I think if I hadn't taken up flying.
I don't mind, too. Look at all the different countries in this. You're looking crazy, too.
I'm telling you, exciting, too. If he gives us any moments, that's the thing we're doing.
Yeah, and another thing, too. We do have a lot of responsibility when we're two pilots of an airline that's carrying 14,000 to the CSU. What about being the captain of a transatlantic steamer when the passengers and crew up to around 4,000 or 5,000?
Responsibility.
Yeah, must get plenty of money.
No, I don't know what they get, but they still deserve a lot. Now, here's the thing they're looking for. Come on, get me up to the left.
What are we going to do?
Maybe a couple of sailors. Maybe we'll find out the difference. And if we find him, we'll put him to sleep because we're alone.
Yeah, that sounds okay. At least we won't be taking any chances.
Well, that's it. We mustn't forget that the Golden Star isn't very far away. And the black teeth and that captain will be hanging around.
We'll say nothing and give him up.
Here, and he's still made us in a hurry.
Let's go slow. Hey, that's the number on the opposite side of the street?
Yeah. Oh, he's all right. Let's go in here for a second. Sort of look things over.
There's a sail over the door. There's Sailor's Hold.
No, that's not surprising. There's lots of places like that near the waterfront.
Well, what do you say? Are we going over?
Yeah, we can go place in here.
Oh, it's a lot of room.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, up these steps.
Shall we see you again on the porch?
No, I don't think so. Seems to be a little off inside the front door. Let's go in.
Okay.
Hello there, boys. What can I do for you?
Oh, we're looking for an old shipmate of ours by the name of Ezra Whitcomb.
Ezra Whitcomb, eh? Yeah, that's fine. You two are the second ones that have asked for him this afternoon.
We are, huh? Who else was looking for him?
Not so fast, my boys. Not so fast. Who are you? Are you friends of Whitcomb?
Yeah, we be. We've been known him for years.
Ah, that don't sound right. I've known Ezra for years, and I never seen you two before. I'll tell you what you can do. Come on in this room and let's talk about it.
All righty. Come on in, Jim.
Okay. Just step in here and then I'll close the door.
Sure thing, shipmate.
Now tell me, who are you and what do you want with Whitcomb?
I don't believe it'd do much good to give you our name as far as you've never seen us before.
But I never heard of Ezra mention you sometimes.
Well, tell us first, is Whitcomb here?
I don't know what I'll be at telling you that. You can't be very good friends with Ezra, or you wouldn't be afraid to give me your name.
Well, we come here because Ezra asked us to.
And how am I to know that?
Well, Jim, you sort of got to stand the stumps there, ain't you?
Yes, sir. Well, listen, boys. I followed the sea for years. And after that, I've been running a sailor's home for 15. I know a sailor when I lay eyes on him. You lads don't follow the sea. Now, what are you, government men?
No, we're not government men. What makes you think we're not sailors, Katie?
You got the clothes and you got the windburn faces, but if you're sailors, my name ain't Sam Baker.
All right, Mr. Baker. I guess his name is trying to fool you. Take a look at this letter.
Yeah. Well, you're Robertson, and this is young Ellen, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You did right by coming clean with me. I'm a friend of Ezra Whitcomb, and just a friend. I've known him for 15 years, nearly a year. I'd do anything I could for the old boy. He did me a good turn once, and I'll never forget it.
Well, tell us, Mr. Baker. Is he here? Can we see him?
No, boy. You can't. He ain't here.
Dog, great.
But he said he'd wait for us.
I don't know that, but he didn't.
Well, when did he leave?
He left early this afternoon. Not more than an hour before.
Black Pete came looking for him.
Black Pete? Oh, you know about it. He came looking for Whitcomb this afternoon, didn't he?
He did. And I'm afraid of him.
Why are you afraid of him?
Oh, he's a devil, I tell you. A devil. And the latest sailor on the high seas that can hit harder than he can.
Yes, I can testify to that, all right.
Oh, he's secure, isn't he?
Yeah. He let me have one in the jaw in Boston. Just before we caught him aboard the Golden Star.
The Golden Star? Why, he's tied up at a wharf here almost the same throw away.
Yeah, we know that. Is Black Pete aboard it?
I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised. He's pretty thick with that rascally skipper of his.
Yes, we know that too.
Well, what about Whitcomb? Do you know where he went?
No, I don't. That's what I'm scared of. Yeah, I'm afraid I don't understand you, Mr. Baker.
Yes, why should you be afraid of not knowing where he is?
Black Pete said he'd kill me if I didn't tell him.
Yes, but you can't tell him if you don't know.
Yeah, but he thinks I know.
Well, if you're such a good friend of the police, well, why didn't he tell you where he was going?
I think he must have made Black Pete come and look at me. He said, if I don't tell you where I'm going, you won't be able to tell anyone else.
Oh, yes, I see.
Didn't he say anything else? Is he coming back?
He didn't say nothing about that. But how did you know about Jimmy Allen and myself?
He told me about you. He told me you might be coming looking for him. He said, too, when it was safe, he'd let me know where he was. Well, that's something anyway.
Now listen, Mr. Becker. Now, don't you have any idea where Whitcomb went?
I ain't got no idea at all. He might be here in New York somewhere. Tell us anything. He might be on his way to China.
Well, the thing that comes to me is how he knew Black Pete was going to come looking for him.
I don't know about that. He comes in here all about 2 o'clock with his face looking whiter than a new sailor. He packs his bag and tells me what I tell you he told me. Then he leaves by the back way.
Oh, the back way?
Yeah. The back door leads out into an alley.
He wasn't going to take any chances of meeting Black Pete coming in the front door.
Maybe he can find out about the Golden Star putting in here.
Oh, that would have been easy. He was always loafing around down at the waterfront.
Either that, or he saw Black Pete before Black Pete saw him.
Well, let's be on our way. We know where to go next.
Listen, don't be leaving here.
I'm scared of him.
Black Pete, I tell you, I'm scared of him. He's going to come back and kill me.
If he comes back and makes any trouble, you call the police.
The police won't do any good. Black Pete kills me before they get here.
No. Take it easy. Thank you. I'll figure what we'll do, Mr. Baker. We may be around here now for several days. I think possibly we will. Now, we'll check out the place we're staying and come on over here and stay with you. Now, Black, keep me interested while we're around.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Robertson. And Terminal, where might you go now?
Well, I think we'll go down and pay a little visit to the Golden Star.
Oh, you've taken your life in your hands to go down there. The port's got an evil in it. There's many a man shipped down her bidding to never come back.
We're going to go down and have a look at her anyway, Mr. Baker.
Yeah. If I was you, I'd wait till it starts getting dark. You're going to have more chance getting by your favors if people don't see you too well.
Yeah, that's an idea. I think that's pretty good advice. Now, we'll stay here, Jim, until it begins to get dark.
It won't be more than half an hour.
Now, Mr. Baker, can you tell us anything more? What more do you know about Black Pete?
Oh, see, that's how I hear it. He killed maybe two or three ports that I know of, to say nothing of other places I don't know about.
I should think he'd have been in trouble with the law.
Oh, he's been in trouble like sea patrons. Not only with the law, but he was mixed up with a mutiny.
A mutiny?
Oh, he was an escaped convict, too.
An escaped convict?
Yeah, he killed a French sailor in a street brawl in Marseille, France. He'd been taken to Devil's Island for life, but somehow or other he got away from this. Oh, I tell you, boy.
What a reputation Black Pete has. Will he prevent Jimmy and Steve from finding Ezra Whitcomb? Tune in Jimmy Allen's next story adventure for some startling development.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.